Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Triple Jump. We're here to talk about more E3 happenings. My name is Peter.
And my name is Ben.
We've just watched Nintendo Direct E3 2021, have we not, Ben Potter?
We have indeed. It was a lovely, 45
minutes
long?
40
just,
minutes. Yeah.
Just that's the sweet spot right there. Not a huge amount to react to, not a huge amount to talk about, but there were some big games in there. So we should hop straight in.
Yeah, it opened with the obligatory Smash Bros. Ultimate character reveal. I think everyone thought there would be one. And this time it was Kazuya Mishima from Tekken. Character close to my heart. I like how they themed most of his reveal trailer around just throwing people off cliffs and into volcanoes. Because that's what the Mishimas do to each other.
It's healthy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a healthy family dynamic. As a big Tekken fan, would you say that his moveset looked fairly faithful to Tekken?
Yeah, a lot of them you could tell were just exactly like for like. I've not played much of the most recent Tekken game, but I think maybe some of them might have been new-ish movements. But yeah, a lot of them were kind of almost iconic Kazuya-style attacks. And Heihachi was there as well, sort of on... In the background of his level, he'll just be sitting down or shouting or whatever. So, sort of 1.5 Tekken characters now in Smash Bros, but playable.
And you can make him face off against Street Fighter characters as well that are already in Smash. And that's coming at some point. I don't think they confirmed exactly when it was coming, but I did like at the end of the trailer as well, he throws Kirby off, and then Kirby you can see just floating off
just
in the background.
Up.
No, I'm not going to do that to Kirby. Not going to get one over on Kirby that easy.
We then saw the first of, quite a few games really in this little stream of Nintendo's that we've already seen in a previous E3 stream. So we've already kind of spoken about them. This was the Life is Strange games.
Yes, lovely animation announcing this. So you're getting Life is Strange, Life is Strange Before the Storm, and Life is Strange True Colors, all coming to Switch before the end of the year. I think two of those part of the remastered collection that they announced at Square Enix the other day. Equally announced at Square Enix the other day, Guardians of the Galaxy is also coming to Switch.
Yep.
That's sort of all we can say about that without just gushing about Guardians of the Galaxy all over again. So October the 26th for that one, coming to Nintendo Switch.
Also, Worms Rumble. Not a game we've actually seen at this E3, but it's a known quantity. It's been known about for a while. So that is also coming to Nintendo Switch. It's a non-turn-based Worms. I think they call it a Battle Royale, I think is how they market
it.
So it's a Worms Battle Royale game, effectively. There's a free exclusive outfit as well. There you go.
Yes, the bear hat worm thing. But there we go. Astria, Ascending. It's a new turn-based RPG coming to the Switch. Previously announced for other platforms. Coming to the Switch on September the 30th. Art style, very, very nice.
Yeah.
And if you've been watching that one with interest or perhaps jealousy from the Nintendo camp, confirmation, it is coming. It's coming to the Switch.
Fantastic news. 2 Point Campus, another game seen at E3, is also coming to Nintendo Switch. Again, we've already spoken about how fun and quirky and pretty that looks. Very nice art style, that game and its predecessor. So, it's coming 2022. There you go.
Super Monkey Ball, celebrating its 20th anniversary with Super Monkey Ball Banana Mania releasing on the 5th of October for Switch. I mean, Super Monkey Ball is Super Monkey Ball. It has great music. They're always a laugh.
Yeah.
I think this one should be fun as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's one to pick up if you probably enjoyed the previous games. Or, well, it's a look back at previous Super Monkey Ball games. But yeah, check it out. We then got a new game. Oh, it's happening. We finally. It's been a while. Past few things we've spoken about. Mario Party Superstars was announced.
Yeah.
But still a sort of nostalgic element to that, in that it is bringing back some of the best boards from previous games in the series. So, hey, give us something fresh, Nintendo Direct. It's all old stuff so far, almost.
People love a bit of Mario Party. Yeah. This very much sounds like the sort of Mario Kart 8 approach, where they sort of brought back old courses and stuff and just packaged it all up together. So here we are, brand new Mario Party. The scores for Mario Party games have sort of gone up and down over the years, so hopefully this is a return to form, at least critically.
Mm-hmm. Talking of scores, we were at this point in the stream still level pegging on our predictions game for E3. And then we saw a little flash of Metroid, which is one of Ben's additional predictions. It wasn't Metroid Prime 4. It wasn't
Metroid Prime 4. No.
Metroid Dread.
So it got some lip service though. Metroid Prime 4. They're like, but forget about that. We're going back to the main Metroid franchise, and here's Metroid 5 is what they said, and it's Metroid Dread, proper. You know, well, it looks like a proper Metroid game. Side-scrolling, you're being chased by this horrifying robot. And then I think at one point in the trailer, you also had the robot kind of on your side or under your command or something like that.
Yeah, maybe.
But it's releasing really soon, October the 8th. So it's really not that long before Metroid fans, who I think have been starving for Metroid content, finally get a new Metroid game on the Switch.
And there's an amoeba.
An amoeba.
It comes with a single cell organism.
There's
an amiibo as well available.
A double pack, no less. Yeah. A big old expensive looking thing. So if you're collecting amiibos, there you go. Get yourself a Metroid. New shoes.
Yeah.
Just Dance 2022. What can we say about that? It's coming to the Switch.
That we saw it. That's what we can say. If we've already seen it.
Cruisin' Blast. This was the sort of arcadey racer looking game, I think.
Yeah.
And it had all the maps. There was like a dinosaur one, and there were loads of explosions going on. It looks insane. And it does look actually really, really fun.
It does. I think sometimes that's the best way to play driving games, if they're kind of a bit arcadey, a bit silly. You know, you can just play with friends and smash each other up on the course, whereas sometimes I think if you play like slightly more serious stuff, people get a bit like I think you should be more focused on your driving rather than like trying to ram other people off the road. But it looks like a lot of fun.
It does look like a laugh.
We then got some Dragon Ball Z Kakarot.
I think
it's coming to the Switch. It's an epic RPG, putting you into the shoes of Goku. It's coming in September, so not long to wait if you're a big fan of your Dragon Balls.
I spotted at least six Gokus in that trailer.
Yeah, they were
so
all there.
So many Gokus. There's the black-haired Goku, there's the blonde-haired Goku, there's like receding hairline Goku, there's loads of them. So many Gokus. Collect them all. I think that's it. It's sort of like a Pokemon type adventure. You got to collect all the Gokus. I'm talking out of my ass, obviously. I've never watched Dragon Ball Z, but game coming soon. Mm-hmm. So look forward to it, anime fans.
Mm-hmm. What's next?
A game I am actually quite looking forward to, Mario Golf Super Rush.
Yes.
It looks really nice.
Mm-hmm.
This is Mario Golf, isn't it, that's coming out really soon.
Yeah.
And I was saying while we were reacting, I love myself an arcadey golf game. PlayStation always had quite a strong lineage of them with Everybody's Golf or Hot Shots Golf, depending on where you were in the world, and that's okay. But they've sort of clap hands, just sort of washed their hands with a Z of PlayStation. They've developed a mobile title instead. So the future of that series is in doubt. However, with the existence of the likes of Mario Golf, it looks like arcadey golf on consoles isn't going anywhere, and that's quite nice.
It kind of looks like there's more to it than just the golf. I mean, I'm not familiar with any of the Mario Golf games really, but to me it looked like that between strokes they were kind of rushing, I guess, as the subtitle implies, to maybe where their ball had landed, but they were able to like hit each other and kind of, you know, again, kind of have some sort of silly fun while playing golf. So yeah, I don't know, more to learn about that one, I guess, as we get closer to the release. But
it looks fun though.
It looks
fun, and it's out really soon, the 24th of June. I think they were also confirming in this announcement that they will be adding new content to it, like new characters and stuff, sort of a Smash Bros approach, like Crash in Mario Golf. Yes, please. There we are.
Kazuya.
Yes.
I see him play golf. We then had Monster Hunter Stories 2, which we've seen more than once.
Three times now.
Get your monsties. Get yourself a monstie. New
Flipping
shoes.
Fucking monsties. Why are they called monsties, though? It's weird.
I don't know. It's strange, but it's coming pretty soon. It's coming in July, so get it. If you've not seen it yet on E3, what were you doing? Did you have your eyes shut? What's going on?
Here it is again.
Yeah.
Once more. Very excitingly, though, Peter, WarioWare. There's a new one, and it's coming to the Switch. WarioWare, get it together, man. It's just get it together.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That's what it's called. But it looked suitably bonkers. Lots of strange mini games, very meme-worthy sort of art styles in the background, faces as you were pursuing various goals, you know, all sorts of weird stuff. It, you know, it's WarioWare. It'll be great, I'm sure. And it's out soon-ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, September the 10th this year. So, you know what you're getting with WarioWare. So I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun. Then we saw Shin Megami Tensei 5. A game that you said you've not actually played any, have you, despite being a Persona fan?
I've played, I think, 3 hours of 3, but the remake, Nocturne HD Remaster. Didn't really like it. Right. I know it's a remaster of a PS2 game, so the gameplay-wise, it might be a bit dated, and it might only have an appeal to perhaps fans of that specific game. But as a newcomer, even though I'm a big Persona fan and all the shared DNA, as a newcomer, I bounced off that one. Didn't really feel compelled to keep playing. But I will watch this one with interest, especially if it's being, you know, released in the year of our Lord 2021. I imagine the gameplay will be quite different to the PS2 one.
Probably. It is indeed being released in the year of our Lord 2021. November the 12th. It's on its way.
Yep.
Next, we had Danganronpa.
Mm-hmm.
Decadence. I don't know anything about Danganronpa. I don't think I've ever heard of it, but you seem to.
Have you not?
No, I don't think I have. And some people in the chat were actually saying, like, oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to this, but that's completely passed me by.
So, much like Shin Megami Tensei 3, I did give Danganronpa a go after playing Persona 4. Not because that they're remotely similar games, it's just that the same circles who recommended Persona 4 to me also recommended Danganronpa.
Right.
Didn't really get on with Danganronpa, but the basic premise is that a homicidal bear has locked you and your high school mates, who was high schoolers, your high school mates in your school. There's been a murder and you've got to basically decide and work out who's done it and accuse people. And as you accuse people, the person who is voted as the one what done it, I think, just gets killed, right? I believe there's something like that. Anyway, there's a lot of murdering going on. It's very popular. And Danganronpa Decadence includes 4 Danganronpa games. So there we are. If you want Danganronpa on your Switch, you're gonna get it. But I don't think it's new games.
Right.
It's just some of the old ones ported.
Okay. Yeah, well, a franchise I have heard of is Fatal Frame. So we've got Fatal Frame Maiden of Black Water was shown next, coming from Wii U to Switch. Or it's spooky. Want to take some scary photos of scary monsters and get touched by ghost hands? You can do it on the Switch now.
I don't want it. I don't want to get touched by ghost hands. Not really. I didn't realize this was a Wii U game.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was genuinely a new Fatal Frame.
Right.
But there we are. There's a wealth of games on Wii U, though, that weren't, you know, a lot of people didn't really get to experience. So I suppose it makes sense to port as many of them over to the Switch as possible.
Yeah.
So they can actually get their just desserts, their day in the sun, so to speak.
Yeah, because the Wii U let them down a bit, unfortunately.
Poor Wii U. But the Switch is getting a load of other ports too, including the Doom Eternal the Ancient Gods DLC. Mm-hmm. That's coming, part one. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 is coming to the Switch, not the originals, of course, but the remake from last year. God, when was it?
Oh, don't test me. I think it might have been early this year, wasn't it? I don't know.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm confused now. I don't know when it came out. It was certainly in the last 10 months.
Oh no, I was completely wrong. Yeah, August 2020.
August 2020, there we go.
Time doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't. It really doesn't. So that's coming. You've also got Strange Brigade is making the jump to Nintendo Switch. This one's quite fun, sort of a co-op Indiana Jones Left 4 Dead style game where you and a bunch of mates have got to make it through sort of dungeons with spooky creatures and traps and all sorts of stuff like that. So, look forward to that.
Yeah. We then saw another game that we've seen so far at E3. It was at Ubisoft first. It was Mario & Rabbids Sparks of Hope. So we've already spoken about that in our What Happened at Ubisoft. But it's coming. People are excited about it, and we are happy for that series that it's been a success, even if we didn't necessarily play it much ourselves. Yeah. Whatever.
Good for you guys. I hope
good
you enjoy
for you
it.
Guys, yeah.
Advance Wars. It says here that the games are getting the remaster treatment. It's not a remaster. That's not what this is. This is quite clearly a remake. Advance Wars 1 and 2, very popular, originally released, I believe, on the Game Boy Advance. They are now being ported to Switch, but they've been completely redone in a new art style. I quite like the art style. I thought it looked lovely. But that's coming out in December. It's called Advance Wars 1 and 2 Reboot Camp, which is fun. I like that name.
Yeah, nice art style. It was almost, they looked like actual little toy soldiers in a way. I think they kind of had an almost stop motion vibe about them, which was nice. And then we sort of rounded out the Nintendo Direct with a little Zelda package of a few different things. There's a new Game & Watch coming, featuring some of the early Zelda games. The first two Zelda games, as well as Link's Awakening, and a version of Vermin, which wasn't originally a Game & Watch Zelda game, I believe, but that's being all bundled onto this little actual physical handheld device for you to play.
Yep. Looks really pretty. And I'm sure they'll sell a lot of these. November the 12th is when that's releasing, if you want to get one of those. Continuing the Zelda news, Hyrule Warriors Age of Calamity. There's an expansion coming. It's called, let's see, I'm just trying to work out what on earth is actually being added. Pulse of the Ancients. It's available on June the 18th, very, very soon. So you can play as a bloody guardian.
Wow.
A bloody guardian.
Language. Jeez.
and adds a whole load of new weapon types. The second wave of DLC is called Guardian of Remembrance. It's due out in November. Flippin' heck, was it worth me even saying that? Is anyone going to play it? Probably. Zelda, isn't it? So
I know
that's
a game
coming soon
that people definitely will play. It's called The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild 2. Well, it might not be called that. Yeah. It might have a new subtitle, but it's the sequel to Breath of the Wild. We saw a bit more of it, and you know, there's some new gameplay elements, new aspects to the setting. It's got more verticality to it. So they said the game world now features the skies above Hyrule, as well as, I guess, the ground. We saw a little bit towards the end where Link appeared to kind of upwarp through a cliff. He kind of melted upwards through a bit of stone and passed through it. So I guess there's all kinds of new features being added to the traversal, which you know, people combined in such interesting ways in the first game.
Yeah, I think it was the Sheikah Slate is what it was called that gave you all of your powers. So it looks like there's more powers coming.
Right.
Very intrigued by the above the clouds sort of aspect. Sounds cool. Sounds cool. In fact, when he was up in the clouds, it looked a little bit eco.
Yeah,
off of the early 2000s. Looked really sort of stylized and lovely. In fact, it looked so lovely that I was thinking, well, is this actually running on a Switch? Or is this running on the Switch Pro? No word on that whatsoever.
No
word on the Switch Pro. A lot of people really hoping that there would be, but as is as was announced by them on their Twitter feed, that this was just going to be software. So we will wait and see if there is any new information about the Switch Pro, but we didn't get any today. Either way, the new Breath of the Wild game is releasing in 2022. That is all we have on that. Not a great deal more information. I'm sure that trailer will be dissected to heck, though.
Yeah.
People find all sorts of tidbits in there to be observed.
They said they were aiming for 2022, which is slightly worrying language, I think. But, you know, I guess at least just be honest and say we're working at it, and that's what we're aiming for, rather than make promises you can't keep, which sometimes publishers do. But that's it. That brings us to the end, not only of the Nintendo Direct for E3 this year, but of all of the main kind of streams that we've been covering. That's our final what happened at in terms of individual streams. But we have got an overarching what happened at E3 2021 on the way as well. That should be coming on Friday to the YouTube channel. So,
yeah. Still got some E3 stuff coming. The podcast as well on Saturday. We'll be talking about our favorite conferences, our favorite game, that sort of stuff. So make sure you tune in and listen/watch that when it releases on Saturday. But until next E3, if such a thing happens, or perhaps the next big gaming event, that's it for us on What Happened At. Thank you so much for watching these. We hope you've enjoyed them, and stay with the channel for more E3 coverage as we close out the week. Peter, it's time to go. It's time to go. We've done it. We made it.
I've remembered when the next What Happened At might be, if there's a lot of the EA one that's coming in the middle of July for some reason. So there you go. That's where you shall catch us next. Probably.
We may well be back in July, maybe do some live reactions too. Yeah. Who knows? But we will announce it on our social medias. Until next time, though, look after yourselves. And goodbye, everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.